Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, I'm Mark Schwarzer, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Optus Sport Football Podcast, where I sat down with Tottenham Hotspur defender Mickey van der Ven to talk about his first season in the Premier League, his journey getting there, and the secret behind his record-breaking speed on the pitch. Enjoy.
Mickey, thank you very much for joining us. I wanted to ask you so far, I mean, obviously, you're just new to the Premier League, new here at Tottenham. What's it been like for you so far?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. The Premier League, of course, is the highest level you can play for me as a player. It's the best league, and when I heard Spurs had some interest in me in the summer, then sometimes you have the feeling like you're dreaming a bit because a top team in the Premier League wants to sign you. And since now, I really enjoy it to play in front of the fans and to play with these amazing teammates.
What's it like to play at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium? I mean, I played at the old, you know, White Hart Lane.
Yeah,
that was pretty special, but. I mean, for me, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is the best stadium in the country.
Yeah, I think the same, yeah. Yeah, I think the same. No, I really like it. I enjoy it. Every time it's full and the people just push us every time again and again to reach our highest level. And yeah, every time when you walk out, you look around and you're like, yeah, we can go again. And you just feel every time like the adrenaline takes you, like, it's showtime again. So it's really special to play in the stadium, yeah.
What's the biggest difference for you from the Bundesliga to playing now in the Premier League?
That's a good question. People ask me a lot this question, to be honest. But I will say the physicality is quite similar to the Bundesliga. But here the tempo is much higher and I think there's more individual quality. So every team you play against, they got some really quality players. Of course, in the Bundesliga it's the same. But yeah, I have the feeling that the tempo and the level is always on its highest and there's no moment you can switch off because then you can get killed. So that's, for me, is the huge difference, like the intensity and the tempo of the game. But what I say, the physicality is quite similar because in Germany, some teams, they just play the long ball and just play for the second ball and you have to fight the whole game and the pitches are not really well. So I will say it's the tempo and the intensity.
For you growing up as a kid, I mean, and we know the relationship between Holland and Germany, the rivalry is really big. Was it always an idea for you to go to the Bundesliga or was it always the Premier League? What's the league that you grew up wanting to play in?
That was the Premier League. When I was young, I always wanted to play in the Premier League. I always watched Premier League also. Of course, I also watched Bundesliga. For me, Bundesliga is a really good competition also to play in. But my dream was also Premier League.
Who was your favourite player?
No.
Premier League, when you were growing up as a kid watching the Premier League?
No, to be honest, when, of course, you see the players like Vidic, Ferdinand, like they were in top class, and you had John Terry, who was a world-class player, but when I was young, my idol was Puyol, and he didn't play in the Premier League, so.
What's it been like for you this season in terms of your highs and lows? I mean, I know you've had an injury, a long-term injury, which you recovered from really quickly. I think surprised a lot of people how quickly it was. So is that kind of a low for you of the season so far?
Yeah, I would say this was a big setback because we played really well till this game. I got injured. I won't say that the team went down because of the injury, but after the Chelsea game, we had so many injuries and we had suspensions. And for a player individually, when you play every game and it's going quite well, then it's so mental when you get injured and when you sit in the office and you did the scan and they tell you it's going to be taking about 3 months. Yeah, it's mental as a football player because every time you want to play, and you want to be on the pitch and not on the sideline. But I think this was my biggest setback, yeah.
You play with Cristiano Ronaldo as a World Cup winner. What's that like to play alongside him and what have you learned from him, obviously being your first season in the Premier League as well?
For me, Romero is world-class, of course, what you say, he won the World Championship, but how you see him on the pitch, like he's a leader. He want to take the team and he's always 100%. Sometimes, of course, people see also he's a bit too aggressive, but yeah, he's a top-class player on the ball and without the ball with defending. I can promise you this guy is not scared for anyone, and he keeps going every game. And he, from the start, that was he helping me. The first game we start, but he went off with a head injury. But afterwards, he was there straight from day one. He helped me here, and he spoke with me, and he helped me with the system they play, because I wasn't here for preseason, so he helped me at the beginning. And yeah, what I say, he's just a world-class player.
What's it like being working under Ange Postecoglou? Obviously, we're an Australian broadcaster, and we obviously support him a lot and watch him a lot and think very highly of him. What's it been like for you working under him?
Yeah, I really like the way he thinks about football. It's really clear. He just wants us to play, and every time over and over again, and he gives us the trust as the team that we can do it. And of course, sometimes you have like some trainers that they tell you you have to play, but when you make the mistake, they're going to scream at you, or they were like, yeah, what are you doing? But like even now, when we keep playing from the back, and when you make a mistake, he wants us to try again and again and again, every time over and over, and he gives us the trust that we can do it, so he don't give us the pressure that we can't make mistakes. He's always like, you can just keep doing it, and when you make a mistake, it doesn't matter, just try it again and again. And I think this is really important as a player, that you feel the trust that you can do it and don't have the feeling like you can't make a mistake.
What's the thing that you've probably learned the most from him so far?
It's a good question. I think in football relevance, like from the build-up, like there are so many options. And when I came from Germany, of course, I don't play professional football for that long. But there are so many options in the build-up. And sometimes he came with option. I was like, yeah, it's true. I didn't know this was... Of course, it's possible, but I never thought about this like this. So I think I will say in football, like the way of playing, I learned the most from him.
Mile Jedinak's another Australian you've got here.
Yeah.
How much is he involved from day to day, and how much interaction have you had with him?
Mile most of the time is also with the defenders, with Welsey, the other assistant trainer. Yeah, Mile is a top guy. He's, of course, he had a great career. He also played for Australia, was captain for Australia. But in the team, he's also really important with the set pieces, with... also every day on the pitch he's keeping us sharp, and he keeps us ready every day, but off the pitch he's also like a really nice guy, he's a top guy, and yeah, it's really good to work with him, because even when we're training he can bring us at the highest level, even if we have to defend and he has to cross balls in, even then we have to be at the highest level because Miller still can play, so he always returns training also at a high level, so we need to be top every time, so on and off the pitch he helps us a lot.
You've got some big name players, Son obviously being one of them. He's back now from the Asian Cup. How big of influence is he on the team, as obviously your captain as well? How highly do you rate him?
Yeah, really high, top class player also. As a captain, as a person, on the pitch and off the pitch. On the pitch, he's always the one who wants to lead the team, wants to lead the group. Off the pitch, he's always... Even then, he's always thinking about football. Of course, you have some personal conversations with him also, but he's always thinking about football. And on the pitch, you see how class he is, his touches, his finishing. And on the pitch also, he's keeping us sharp, and he always goes in front of the team.
Is he one of the most difficult to come up against in training?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's impressed you the most in the Premier League, other than any of the players in your own team, but... as an opponent you've come up against, who's really tested you?
When we played against, it was not one player, to be honest, but when we played against City, this was a really difficult game, because every time they played in the pockets, and when they played here at our stadium, the first half we were searching what to do, and they came out every time. But if you look at the personal player who was really good, I didn't play, of course, against the... Everybody says, of course, Haaland is the best striker. I didn't play against Haaland. People say Watkins is a great striker. I didn't play against him. So it's difficult to say, to be honest.
You're the quickest ever in the Premier League history. 37.38 kilometres an hour. Yeah. I mean, I don't think many people thought you were that quick. You knew you were that quick, right?
Yeah, I knew.
Did
I was
you
quick.
Know that you were genuinely that quick?
No, I didn't know I was that quick, but I knew I was quick. And of course, because I'm this tall, people always think like you're a bit slower. So I can remember when it came to Wolves, I also told some players like, I'm quite quick. And they were like, no, this guy can be quick. And then they saw me sprint. They were like, yeah, this guy is quick.
Is it something you work on? Is it something you've worked on? You talked about strength, about growing and getting bigger physically. Is that certainly would have helped your speed as well?
Yeah, I trained it because when I was younger, I grew really fast. So I became tall really fast. So you don't sometimes have the control about your running anymore. So your knees getting hurt and you just look so slow in your movement and everything. So I worked about this and I worked about how to run at the best way. And I think that really helped me with getting my speed back from when I was younger.
Did you know at a young age you were quick? Did you do athletics or anything like that?
No, I never did it. But when I was young, I was also really quick. And then what I told, when I grew up and get taller, I lost it, completely lost it. And then you were like, what's going on? And then it just came back after training to how to run at the best way. And yeah, just train every time.
You don't score many goals, but you scored your first goal for Tottenham against Luton. I'll set the scene a little bit. Obviously, you dominated play. There was a lot of chances. Thomas Kaminski played very well for Luton in goal. And then Bissouma gets sent off just before halftime. They come into it a little bit. Vicario, who I'll talk about in a second, has been outstanding for you this season. And then you pop up within 6 yard box. It was a corner, wasn't it?
It was a short corner.
Short corner.
Deki played it to Maddis.
Talk us through it.
Yeah, Deki played it to Maddis. Maddis dribbled past the defender. And I know when Maddis goes through the back line, he's looking for the cutback. So I stepped back and he played it on my left feet. And I had to turn my hips, to be honest, quite open. And then I tapped it in. I just see it goes in the back of the net. And then it's amazing.
Do you know what to do?
Nah, that was not. It was good because the fence were behind the goal. So I just ran to the fence and I'm going to see what happened.
And is that one of the best goals you've scored?
Yeah, I think so. I also scored for Wolves. My first goal was against Dortmund. We played at home. We won 2-0. This is also was also a good goal, but I think my first Premier League goal was a bit more special.
You're an Ajax fan. And the irony is you're here playing for Tottenham. But you were at the game, right? The semi-final?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that like? Because you were in the stands watching it. And obviously, you're supporting Ajax at the time because they're your team. What was that like? Yeah, I watched it on TV. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was younger, I was always an Ajax fan. I had a season ticket with my dad. We went to every game. And then, of course, you had this special Champions League season of Ajax. And then Tottenham came to the arena.
I mean, Ajax won 1-0 at Tottenham Stadium, right? So it was a game you probably felt confident you would win.
It was 2-0 at halftime. So people next to me already booked the tickets to the final destination. And I spoke about it with my dad because at the end of the first half, Tottenham just keep pushing a bit. And I spoke with it about my dad and I was like, if Tottenham scored fast the second half, it's going to shake for sure. And then it was 2-1, 2-2, and it was just, yeah. I can remember when Lucas Moura scored the 3-2 in minute 96, I think. The whole scene was just silence. The only thing you knew were the away fans, and this game, it was just, now it's more special because I play for Tottenham that I can say, because everybody is still talking about it here. Yeah. So now it's more special that I can say, yeah, I was there. And now you play for the team that you were looking over there, but this game was, what you say was unbelievable.
For so many reasons, was that a game that possibly made you even more motivated to play at that level?
Yeah, I always had this. Always when I went to the games of Ajax, I had a dream to play in a huge stadium. Like Ajax, of course, is also a big stadium. And that was the moment I was like, yeah, I want to play in the stadiums. This is a dream for me. Imagine if I'm on the pitch and people watching at me. Not I'm watching at the players, but the people watch at me as a player. So that always motivates me.
Do you understand how big the Premier League is around the world?
Yeah.
Australia, they're crazy Premier League fans. They get up at 3 a.m. to watch Premier League games.
It's unbelievable. When I played in the Bundesliga, I also had the feeling that the Bundesliga was really big. But now I play in the Premier League, you see how big the Premier League is. It's unbelievable.
Because I think it's difficult for people in Europe to understand that people get up at 1 a.m, 3 a.m, regularly to support their team and watch that's how big the Premier League is in Australia. Tottenham is getting even bigger, mostly because of Ange, and obviously Mille is there. Yeah. And there's a bigger following now for Tottenham. Do you feel that as well?
Yeah, I think that people see that we are doing well and that we are playing that we are playing really well, and I think people really enjoyed watching us. So yeah, I can believe that people are gonna see Tottenham now as a bigger team.
Talk to us about playing under Ange, playing the high line. What's that like as a player? Because people, you know, you hear all the critics, the experts saying it's crazy, you're down to 9 men, you can't play a high line, you can't play for 90 minutes. What's it like as a player when you go out there? Is there an enormous amount of belief, confidence?
Yeah, we know what to do. So for us, it's normal. Of course, when we played against Chelsea, maybe it was a bit too extreme, and we spoke about it also with the defensive line after the game. But yeah, for us, it's normal. And of course, people are shaking a bit because of the high line, because we play with so many space in our back. But I think with Destiny, with Pedro, with me, with Guti, we also have the space, the pace to recover it. And yeah, it's playing with risk, but you also see most of the times, like, most of the time the players run offside, and we know it's offside because we know our strong line. And because of the referee, the linesmen, they don't put their flag up in the air. Everybody is shaking and they're like, oh, they don't have the control, but we know it's offside. So we know we have control of the attackers. And that's why people always think like, oh, maybe it's too high because they keep going through, but at the end, it's offside.
And that comes about because of the hard work on the training field, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of repetition, a lot of working through that defensive shape.
Yeah, we train 2 times a week with only the defenders about this and about some other things, of course.
Another new player at the club, Vicario, who's done incredibly well. I think, obviously, not many people knew anything about him. You probably didn't know much about him yourself when you signed for the club. How much has he impressed you? I mean, I spoke to Ange a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about, as a person, as a human being, it really impressed him, and the work rate and his ability, of course. And he'd been watching him for a long time, but that's what a manager does, right? How has he been with the players? How has he settled in, and what sort of confidence does he give you as a defender?
Yeah, top class keeper. I think what he showed also to the world right now, he's a hardworking player every day in the gym, after training, before training. He's working hard to make the best out of his career, and as a person, he's also a top guy. You can speak with him about everything, on the pitch, off the pitch, and what he's shown on the pitch, unbelievable performance. And it's also really nice that sometimes when an attack is coming through, that we know Vic is in the goal, so it's not easy for them to score a goal. Yeah, he showed some unbelievable performances, yeah.
I played with a few Italian players in my career. Gianluca Festa, Fabrizio Ravanelli, when I was at Middlesbrough, they complained about the food all the time. Does he complain about the food?
Here?
Yeah.
No, it's true.
But the food here is really good, so I never hear him complain about it, to be honest. No. It's true. Italians about food, it's like... Yeah. No, but he never complained about the food, to be honest.
Oh, that's good. They're doing something very right.
Yeah.
Definitely. As a footballer, how do you feel that you've developed coming from Holland? They're making the step up to the Bundesliga and now in the Premier League. How different are you as a player now to, say, when you first started off in Holland and then the Bundesliga?
I think also with physical, I really become a bigger player. When I started in Holland, I was 18. And I was just a tall, skinny guy, and you don't really know about like the tactics, about how to play smart against good strikes. Because sometimes when I was 18, I played against a guy who was 32 and had so many experience, and he just got me everything with his little traps, and I trapped in it every time again and again. So you're gonna learn about this, and then, of course, I made a step to the Bundesliga from the second league of Holland. Was quite a big step. The first year was a difficult year because I came in 2 times and I only started 2 times in the first year, and I also got a hamstring injury this year. And the second year, Niko Kovac came, and he just, from the start, he gave me the confidence that I and the trust that I should play. And I think this year goes really well. And then when you play on this high level also in the Bundesliga and with the physicality of these players in the Bundesliga, you become more a man and not the little guy anymore that you were when you were really young. So you become more like a man, and I think that Bundesliga step and that year in the Bundesliga really helps me to make the step to the Premier League.
Thanks for listening to the Optusport Football Podcast. Remember, you can watch every match of the Premier League, La Liga, WSL and the J-League live on Optusport. See you next time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.